Okay, so we'll start the seventh parak today. The Battle of Samach Zayin on the base. Little intro. We're talking now about the Chi of Chattos for someone who's Mechal Shabbos. So every Mishnah Lo Sa say that someone violates B'mezid, Yechai of Kares. If you violate, I mean, if they're witnesses in Shabbos and they have the right proper Asrah, you Yechai of Skila. If you do it B'shogeg, then Yechai of Korban Chattos Kavua. Now, if you violate b'shogeg multiple averos that you be chayv achatos, for example, you ate chaylev and you ate dam, so you would theoretically would be chayv achatos on each and every avera, even if you did all the averos in one action, you be chayv achatos on each avera. However, if you do one avera multiple times, you would be only chayv one chatos. Now, assuming you have one halava that you only forgot once. In other words, I didn't realize once, I ate chaylev, I'm only chayv once for eating chaylev, because you go by the forgetfulnesses. So if you had reminders in between, then each one is separated. If you did in between, then you would be chayav carbon for each individual violation. Now, when it comes to malachos of Shabbos, there's a concept called chiluk malachos, which means if you do multiple malachos b'shogeg, you'll be chayav chatos for each and every malacha, even though it's only one lav for violating Shabbos. But when it's chiluk malachos, each malacha is separated and gets its own, I guess it has its own category, and therefore you would be chayav each and every malacha that you do. Even if, right, because it's all from lo sase kol malacha. Now, you're not chayav chatos on avir b'shogeg unless that you knew that you violated, you find out for sure afterwards that you violated it. Fine. Now, there's a couple ways of shogeg. Shogeg could be, what do you have to not know? You could not know that there was an Isser, that you don't know that this is Asr on Shabbos, or you don't know the reason for the cause of the Isser, meaning you don't know that today is Shabbos at all. So either I know today is Shabbos, but I don't know that, say, Zoreh is Asr, or I just don't even know about Shabbos, and then I violate the Malacha, that would be, there could be shogeg in there. Okay, now, start the Mishnah. Klal Gadol, right, a great rule was stated, Amru b'Shabbos, they said regarding Shabbos, a great rule, an important rule, Kol ha-shocheich ikar Shabbos, someone who forgets or does not know the concept of Shabbos at all, v'asa malachos harbei b'Shabbos as harbei, and does a lot of malachos on Shabbos 1, a lot of malachos on Shabbos 2, a lot of malachos on Shabbos 3, eino chayev el chatas achas, he's only going to be obligated to bring one korban chatas. Why? Because it's all one shigga, it's all one forgetfulness, he just doesn't know about Shabbos. Right, Rashi says, "V'gemara yolif leishmiras shmira achas l'shavos as harbei, u'shmir lechol shabbos shabbos m'stavr d'chiksib shmira achas shavos harbei ki haygav." Wrong one. Ashocheich ikar shabbos kasavur ein shabbos b'torah. The guy just doesn't know that it's Shabbos. We'll figure out what type of person this is. He doesn't know it's Shabbos, so if he violates multiple times, it's still one forgetfulness, only one korban chatas. That's case number one. Case number two in the Mishnah: Hayodei ikar shabbos. A person knows that there's an Isser Shabbos in the Torah, and he knows that he's also do Malacha on Shabbos. What does he forget? He just forgets that today is Shabbos. He doesn't, Rashi brings down the cases where a guy probably lost count of the weeks. He forgets that today is of the days, I mean, he forgets that today is Shabbos, but also Malachos Harbei b'Shabbos is Harbei, and therefore he does many Malachos on many Shabbosos, but he doesn't know in between that he knows about it. Chayev HaKol Shabbos b'Shabbos. He's chayev one chatos for each Shabbos. Because he knew, right, because he kind of knew that there was Shabbos. Then the case could be, Rashi says, Hayodei ikar Shabbos, right, he says, Sheyei Shabbos b'Torah, v'nesru b'malachos, he knows the Shabbos, he knows it's Aser, v'asim malachos harbe, b'Shabbos is harbe, al yodei shigah Shabbos, sheshachach sheshabbos hayom. He just forgot today was Shabbos. So, the case is, chayev al kol Shabbos b'Shabbos, Rashi says, Chatas achas l'chol Shabbos for each Shabbos that he does a malacha, not multiple chatos, just one chatos for each Shabbos. V'yafal pi shelo noda b'intayim, even though he didn't know in between, v'helem echad hu, and it's one forgetfulness. Amrinam, we say yomim shel b'intayim having a deal l'chalik. How is he chayav each time? You have to have yedia in between. So he says that there's 7 days between each Shabbos. Mistama, if he knows the concept of Shabbos, if 7 days pass, he's going to recognize, ooh, there's Shabbos. So he's going to have to be, he's going to say, Eiv shar shalosh shama b'intayim, sha'osu hayom ha'be Shabbos. He's going to know that the previous Shabbos that he violated was Shabbos. Ela shalom niskar lo b'malacha shenasubo b'shaga kamaisim shem shabasu d'havei v'ha'is yad le'bein v'nei. He must have known in between because you have to separate it. But then he says, each Shabbos is his own shaga, but the malachos in each Shabbos, he's only chayav once because he forgot today's Shabbos. He didn't forget about the malachos, he only forgot about the day. Okay, that's case number two. Case number three. Hayodeya shu Shabbos. The guy knows that today is Shabbos. He knows everything about today is Shabbos. V'asa malachos harbei, and he does a lot of malachos, v'shabosos harbei, and he just doesn't know that these are malachos. He doesn't know Sidur Depas. He doesn't know the first 11. But he prepares his bread from beginning to end. He doesn't know Sidur Depas. And he does a bunch of malachos many times. Chayev, he's chayev al kol av malachu malacha. He's chayev achatos for each malacha that he violates. Right? Each one that he violates. Listen, if he violates Bishul two times, he's only chayev once. But he'll be chayev in my example, 11 chatos. Because he violated 11 malachos. Rashi says, Yodeshu Shabbos asa malachos harbe. Shelo yodo asa malachos halal asuros. He doesn't know that these malachos are asa. Or asur. V'asa am kama pa'amim b'kama shabbosos. He does it multiple times on multiple shabbosos. Chayev akol av malacha chatos achas. He's chayev on each malacha once. Even though he just did it over and over again, right? He's trying to explain why is it multiple times. He doesn't have a deal in between. The clause would be that sometimes that he would have to be chayev in each. For each malacha, I guess, that he violates on each Shabbos. Now, the next case that the Mishnah brings, Ha'osim, the Gemara was going to discuss all these cases. Ha'osim malachas harbi mei malacha achas. So someone does multiple malachas from the same av, right? Malachas harbi. He does zomer. He does all those things that are from one malacha. Right? Eino chayev ela chatas achas. You'd only be chayev one chatas. Meaning, essentially the difference between an av and a tolda is that if you do multiple malachas in the same category, you only chayev one chatas. If you do an av and four toldos of the same av that day, you'd only be chayev one korban chatas. Okay. So now the Mishnah is going to harp on the lashon. The Gemara is going to harp on the lashon of the Mishnah. What does it mean by it says klal gadol? A great, important, serious rule. So my time atana klal gadol. What's the reason why here it says klal gadol? Maybe it's because we're going to see soon, on daf ayin hey, it says od klal acher. There's another klal that we're going to talk about, which is here we have klal gadol, and we have four cases in the klal. There it says klal acher, and only has two. So it's klal gadol compared to the small klal in the next Mishnah. So maybe that's why it's klal gadol. So right, and also when it comes by the Mishnayos and Shviyos, the Gabi Shviyos Nami, it says in the Mishnah over there and Perek Zayin, it says Klal Gadol Amar B'Shviyos. Right? Why does it say Klal Gadol there? Mishum Dekabay LeMishnei Od Klal Acher, because the next Mishnah over there also says Klal Acher, meaning it has a big Klal and a smaller Klal afterwards. So therefore Tana Klal Gadol V'Hal Gabi Maiser. But when it comes to the Mishnayos of Maiser, which is the first Mishnah in Maiseros, it says Klal Acher. Below Tana Klal Gadol, there it says the concept of Klal Acher, but doesn't say Klal Gadol. You tell me the Klal Gadol is, if there's Klal Acher, we write Klal Gadol. There there's Klal Acher, there is no Klal Gadol. So why do you have to say Klal Gadol over here? So Amar Rav Yossi Bar Rabbi, no, you don't compare Shviyas and Shabbos to Maiser. Shabbos is Shviyas, the Isbahu Avos Utoldos. Shabbos and Shviyas both have a concept of Avos Utoldos. So Tana, so therefore they wrote Klal Gadol. But Maiser, the Lesbe Avos Utoldos, Maiser does not Avos Utoldos, so just the rules. So, Lo Tana Klal Gadol. Therefore they didn't write Klal Gadol. They're Rashi for a second. He says, Gabe Maiser, prepare Kama de Masechas Maisos, Isbe Avos. So Isbe Avos where by Shabbos. It says, Arvoim Chasar Achas, right? We have 30, not, we have 40 less one. Shehutzuchu leMishkan, we need it for the Mishkan. The Toldos, what are Toldos? Hadomos the Kol Achas, Habe Toldo the day. And Avos the Shviyas, what are the Avos the Shviyas? That is Rio, Vixiros, Miro, Ubitzira, Vixivon. And Toldos are Shar Avodos Shebesod of Kerem. So the rest of the Avodos in the state of Kerem, anything else to do in the field, Kidarina, Bimoe, Katam. Now, the problem is, Tosas points out, according to Rava in Moe Katon, the Toldos of Shviyas are only the Rabbanon. Those are only Malachas, the Rabbanon. Right? It says Vafila Ravad Armor Moy Khatan Gabi Shvias Avos Asarachmana Todos Lawasarachmana, right? Mikom Makom, Midrabana Mia Isbe Avos Votodos. So he said, listen, this is the Rabbanan, so therefore it's considered Todos. But really there's no Isra other than what's mentioned in the Torah. But if you ask in Tomar, the Meiser Ikonami Avos Votodos. By Meisers also have Avos Votodos. The media raisa dug on materials we get sir, or media rabbanan kol mili. Maestros really the raisa only applies to dug on materials and get sir, and only applies to all other produce media rabbanan. So therefore you have told us. Same way you have told us by shviyas, you have told us here. So there's a very big distinction between the told us. The yeshlom the lo shayach mahaskil always will told us we mili less by iser malachos. No, but there the tolda is what the iser applies to, not what's usher to do. So that's why it's a different type of toldo by Meiser than by Shvias. Okay, stop. Do that. I'll finish the toast. Okay. So Rav Yosef, that's the difference, that you have Avos Toldos by Shabbos and by Avos Toldos by Shvias. You don't have Avos Toldos by Meisros. I mean, you really do point out Toldos, but you don't have Avos Toldos Agave what you're not permitted to do. You only have Avos Toldos by Agave what you're not allowed to do things to. So Levar Kaparo, however, the Gemara asks, according to Levar Kaparo, who learns in his own Toseftos, he has the lashon that says klal gadol b'meiser. So he has klal gadol in his thing, right? We said that a meiser only said klal acher. We said we don't need klal gadol there because there's no avos otoldos. Well, Bar Kapara has the concept of avos otoldos agabe meiser. So he says klal gadol. Well, what klal gadol is there? He just says there's no avos otoldos, right? Ula Bar Kapara, the tani klal gadol b'meiser, my avos and my toldos ika. What are we talking about? Avos otoldos. We just established there are no avos otoldos when it comes to meiser. So what avos otoldos does Bar Kapara have? So elalav hainu taima. So we're gonna scratch the whole thing. We're gonna go back and explain why we use the lashon of klal gadol in our Mishnah. Hopefully that will answer why you use klal gadol in Shvias, and that will answer also Maestros. Elalav hainu taima. The reason why our Mishnah mentions the concept of klal gadol by Shvias and by Shabbos is because gadol anshal shel Shabbos yosef hishal Shvias. The punishment for Shabbos is greater than the punishment for violation of Shvias. The ilu Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, isa bein betalus ubein b'mechuber. The malachos of Shabbos apply to items that are attached to the ground or items that are not attached to the ground. You have many many malachos that don't apply, that have nothing to do with being attached to the ground or not. Tochein and lush, those are all things that are when the food is detached. Shvius, the only issue is applied when it's mechuber. Right, the ilu Shabbos isa ben talos ubein mechuber. Either with shvius betalos lessa the mechuber iser. It only applies when there's no tusha shvius on payros that were mechuber lekarka when shmita began. But if there is produce that was off the trees and off the before when shmita begins, there's no kedusha shvius. So that's why it's klal gadol. And why is it klal gadol by shvius? By shvius you say klal gadol because gadol onshos shel shvius yosher min meiser. Because shvius is more chomer than meiser. Because by Shvias, the Ilu Shvias, Isa, Bebe Michael, Adam, Bebe Michael, Behema. The concept applies whether or not it's fodder for animals or human consumption. Vilu Meiser, the Michael, Adam, Isa. The concept of Meiser only exists by Michael, Adam, the Michael, Behema, Lessa. It doesn't apply. So it's a Klal Gadol. This is a Klal Gadol. And this one doesn't have a Klal Gadol because it's not Gadol, because it's not as strict. So wait a second. But then we still have Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara does have klal gadol by Meisros. Ula Bar Kapara, klal gadol by Meiser, because gadol on shoshal Meiser, yosef mishal peya, because Meiser is more chomer than peya. Ilu Meiser isa b'te'ena b'yorok. Meiser, you have a problem when it comes to figs and vegetables. Ilu peya lesa b'te'ena b'yorok, but not by peya. Now, the problem is that it only applies to Meiser only darabanan by te'ena b'yorok. So I'm not exactly sure why that's a chumrah. I mean, maybe they're saying that's a chumrah that the rabbanim were masakin, and therefore when the rabbanim make the mishnah, they're going to separate it off by showing that this is more chumrah. Now the gemara is going to bring a mishnah that shows us the distinction between meiser and peya legabe, you know, the te'ena and the yara, the tanan. So this is the mishnah in peya perik aleph mishnah dalet. Klal amar bepeya. Again, peya we're going to say is less chumrah. So klal amar bepeya. There's a rule that established by peya. What is obligated in peya? Kol shu ochel, it has to be food. Vin nishmar, it has to be watched, meaning it's not hefker. V'gidulim in aretz, it has to grow from the ground. V'likatzo ke'achas, it has to have one time. It's the harvesting for it is in one time. doesn't necessarily mean that it has to take one day, but it's ready for harvested all in one shot. Umachniso lekiyum, it's able to stay for a long time when you bring it into the otzar. Those things are chayav bepeah. So now the Gemara is going to list. So ochel, what's ochel? Lemuute sviche sitin vekotza. It's some sort of aftergrowth of herbs that are used to color clothing. This is sort of aftergrowth. I'm not sure what it is. How does he touch it? But what does he say? Svich they are. Aftergrowth. Okay, aftergrowth of sitim and vikotza. That's ochel. These little leftover that you use to color the clothing. Vinishmar has to be nishmar. What's that? That's lemuute hefker. That's something that's hefker. If something's hefker, there's no chiyav peya. The gidulim and aretz. What's that? Lemuute. Lemuute kimin v'pichios. That's to exclude these truffles and these mushrooms that the Gemara always says they don't grow from the ground. They grow from the moisture in the air. Ulikitaso keachas. What does that come to exclude? Lemuute teena. It's exclude the teena because you don't gather the fruits at one time. They ripen in stages. So therefore, it's not lekuton keachas. Umachniso lekiyum. And it has to be something in that stays. Lemuute yarak to exclude these vegetables, to exclude them because they are not miskayim, they do not last for a long time. But legabe meiser tanam, when it comes to meiser, again this is the first mission of meiser, so it says klalam meiser, what's chayav and meiser? We have ochel nishmar gedulim in aretz chayav v'meiser. V'lekito ka'achas machnis lekiyum lo tanan. But when it comes to meiser, lekito ka'achas and machnis lekiyum are not qualifications to obligate you in meiser. Therefore, by kapara has this concept that you have klal gadol by meiser over peyo. Okay, great. So now that we do have a reason to say that Meiser is more chumer than Peah, so why do they argue Bar Kapara? Why is there no Klag? Why does Bar Kapara only have Klag Gadol and no one else? And no one else has Klag Gadol. I don't know.
Do anything
No, we're just talking about Lashon. We're just talking about the Lashon of the Mishnah. Why the Mishnah mentioned the idea of why does it say the word Klag Gadol here?
Yeah, this is by here and by Meiser.
And by Shvius.
Shvius, because both of them,
Shabbos
is a greater punishment than.
Shabbos applies to more items than Shvius, and Shvius applies to more items by Meiser. So they can say Klal Gadol. But when it comes to. But the idea for our Mishnah is that they don't have anything for Shvius above Meiser. But Kapar just proved that there is. That Shvius does apply. Sorry, that Shvius does apply to.
Meiser.
That Meiser applies more than Peah. So why don't we say Klal Gadol, according to your own logic, why don't you say Klal Gadol by Meiser as well? It applies to more items than Peah.
Right. Why don't you just say it by Shabbos, because Shabbos applies to much more than
Meiser. Yeah, Shabbos has 39, I don't know. Maybe it's Rashi mentioned. Where's Tosfos? I'm not sure. Once Bar Kapara proves that you have more places where Meiser is chayav over where Peah is right where Peah is chayav over Meiser, so say Klal Gadol by the Peah again. I don't know. Okay. Now we mentioned in the Mishnah that if someone doesn't know the concept of Shabbos and doesn't lot of malachos on many Shabbosos, he's only going to be chayav one chatas because it's only one halama. It's one forgetfulness. So Ravu Shmuel the Amri Tavayu. And this the Gemara here is really talking about the text of the Mishnah, trying to establish what the text is. So that not necessarily the rules, but what the text of the Mishnah is. Rav Shmuel the Amri Tarvayu, Masnisin, our Mishnah that said in the first klal that if you're shocheich ikur Shabbos, it's only one chatas. What case is that talking about? We're talking about betinok shenishva lebein hanachrim. We are talking about betinok shenishva, right? He has no idea about Shabbos. He was brought up and has no idea. Or this is very difficult. The ger sheniskayer levein hanachrim, a ger that converted and ended up amongst his family, back amongst the nachrim, that these individuals never knew of the concept of Shabbos. Now, a tinok shenishma, I understand, never knew about the concept of Shabbos. Okay, when a ger was niskayer, he was niskayer in a beis din, in front of three. He had to learn something. He had the concept of Shabbos he didn't learn. So they bring that all because when you're niskayer, you only have to teach them. You only have to teach them a few of the halachas. You don't teach them all the halachas. So you leave out Shabbos. A ger goes through the whole process and doesn't know about the concept of Shabbos, which I mean, OC, lol. I mean, that doesn't. I don't understand. I don't know. So he says, Rashi Tosfos says, ger shenis guy in the bottom bifnei gimel. The lo he hodiyu mitzvah Shabbos. They never told him about the mitzvah Shabbos. And Dean is Skyer Bein Olavein Atzmo, because if he just does this Geirus by himself, Lo Have Geir, Kamin Mecholitz. So Tosas is very concerned that you know that he was Misgaier in part of three.
What?
And they just said fine.
Right.
But we don't do that. When do you do that?
Under one week.
Right.
The whole thing happens under 1 week.
Right.
Because he was there for Shabbos.
He never knew the concept of Shabbos. It is very, very difficult for me to. I mean, I don't know. Or you could say in those days, Geirus was not the way it was done with Bismarck then. Not even close. Maybe it was, like you said, I want to be Jewish. Okay. And then we'll teach you afterwards. We would never do that Bismarck then. Yeah. Someone does it Bismarck then, you know, the children, get, I mean, it would never happen. It never work. I just find that difficult that you would go through an entire Geirus process and not even understand. Not forget, we're not even talking about knowing the details of Shabbos. Just the concept of Shabbos. Just the concept of Shabbos.
Yeah, just, I mean, how can you not?
I don't understand. So Tznan, so now we're going to ask our Tznan. We learned in our mission the first klal. Let's just say it's the Tinuk Shenishba, right? Hashocheich Iker Shabbos, right? Someone doesn't know the concept of Shabbos. If this Tinuk Shenishba doesn't know the concept of Shabbos at all, he's only chay of one chatas. And the diak that Gemara makes, he's like, wait a second. It says Hashocheich. What does Hashocheich mean to you? I knew, but I forgot. That's not a Tinuk Shenishba. That's a guy who never knew at all. So Hashocheich Lav Nechal Dehavil Yedima Yikara doesn't mean that he knew from the beginning. So Gemara says, no, lo, my call Shocheich your Shabbos. What does it mean? Shocheich Dehaisha Shechuach Mimenu Yikara Shal Shabbos. It was never known to him the concept of Shabbos. So I'm playing around with the words. Okay. Now the Gemara can go back. Okay. Rav and Shmuel said at the Mishnah that first place is talking about where he never knew the concept of Shabbos to begin with. So it's mashma that only in this way is he only chayav one chatas. Aval, the dik is, hikir, if he knew that there was a concept of Shabbos, ulevasof shachach, and then he forgot there was a concept of Shabbos, my, what would be the din? Chayav al kol Shabbos for Shabbos? He would be chayav on each and every Shabbos? Well, wait a second. Adetani, so then look at the second clause of the Mishnah. The second clause of the Mishnah says, right, why does the Mishnah say, hayodeye ikr Shabbos, guy knew the concept of Shabbos, but asam alachos harbe, b'shabbos os harbe, chayav al kol Shabbos for Shabbos? Don't give me that case. Listen, give me the other case. Give me the case of Hikir that it was Shabbos, Ulevasov Shachlach that it was Shabbos, that he would be Chayav Achatos on each and every Shabbos, because it came on. Then we would know the dinner on our mission anyway. If you guy, I'm not going to show what the Kavachomer is, but if the guy knew Shabbos, forgot the Shabbos, and then in that case he's Chayav on each and every Shabbos, so clearly in the case of where he kind of guy knows about Shabbos and does many malachos, where the case was where he lost count, he would definitely be chayav only once. I'm not sure what the kavachomer is there either. So basically, the Gemara is asking, why do you have the second clause of the Mishnah instead of the second clause of the Mishnah? Have the case of a guy knew the Iker Shabbos, forgot Shabbos, violated many Shabbosos. He's only chayav. He would only be chayav he would be chayav for each and every Shabbos. I knew I forgot, and then each Shabbos he would be chayav. So the Gemara says, no. What does it mean? When the Mishnah says hayodeya Iker Shabbos. That's the second clause in the Mishnah. What does it mean? Yodeya Iker Shabbos. Misha Haya Yodeya Ikara Shal Shabbos V'Ikushchacha. That's the case. We're talking about a case where a guy once knew about the concept of Shabbos and now totally forgot about it. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. That's exactly the case. So I'm about a case that he forgot the Iker Shabbos. So then you're Chayav Shabbos on each and every Shabbos. But to me, that case must be where that every Shabbos he forgot, but every Tuesday he knew. Because if he just doesn't, he just keeps, if he has no Yodeya in between, it's the same shichicha, it should only be one. So that's what Rashi said. Rashi says it can't, if you know the concept of Shabbos, it can't be that you're going to go 7 days without realizing that there was Shabbos. Right, so that's what Rashi seems to indicate, that he lost track, and every Wednesday he's celebrating Shabbos, when it really, and every Shabbos he's violating the malachas.
Right, and then you'd be high on every Shabbos or just one Shabbos?
I think on every Shabbos, because he knows, because he has a yediyah.
He knows the Shabbos, he just doesn't know that's the right
thing. Right, it's like an onus.
Yeah, I don't. All right. So that's, what about the first case? You worry about onus? What about the first case of a tinu shenishba?
Yeah.
He has no idea the concept of Shabbos. He's chayav achatas?
One. Okay, for a whole life.
What? But what's he chayav for? All right.
He's chayav for his whole life.
But what is he chayav for? He didn't violate anything. He didn't know. He didn't know.
He violated the concept of Shabbos.
But he didn't, but there's no onus for that.
Right. He had no.
So onus rachmoni patrei. You have no clue. He has no clue. He's brought up amongst the apes. He has no idea the concept of Shabbos. I'm not comparing going to apes.
Yeah, it's not a punishment. It's not a punishment.
Right. Right, exactly. So you have to say it's an atonement. That maybe Korbanos is an atonement.
This guy marooned on Gilligan's Island and he
forgot the dates. Right.
Right. Right?
So he's picking a day.
Picking a day. So
yeah.
Why is he...
What?
There isn't a shogeg. Is that shogeg or onus?
So here it seems to indicate that he's, for every week, he'll be chayav, if he knows.
But here the guy is keeping a day. He's not like he's forgetting it. He's keeping every Wednesday, because he thinks Wednesday's
day. I hear you. What do you want him to do? He doesn't...
He left his iPhone at home or whatever.
You know, he's got no service on the Olgans Island. Yeah. They don't have Wi-Fi there. They don't even have 3G. So the Mishnah continues. The Gemara says, now that we said that our Mishnah, that you're chayev a chatos on each and every Shabbos, as somebody... Sorry. Our Mishnah that said that you're chayev chatos on every Shabbos is somebody who forgot, he knew and then forgot Shabbos. So that's mashma that only in this case you will be chayev on each and every Shabbos. But if he didn't forget the Iker Shabbos, more of our case, he forgot that today was Shabbos, right? So my, what would be his rule? Chayev akol malacha umalacha. He should be chayev in each and every malacha. That should not be true. It should be true because there is only one halava. He forgot that today was Shabbos. If he doesn't know the malachos, then you have multiple katos. But if he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, or if he forgot that today is Shabbos, he should be chayev. So the diyah comes to a wrong conclusion. So he goes right. Rashi says, "Avol lo shachal ikur Shabbos, elos teshachar shayom Shabbos mai chayev akol av malacha." How can that be? So the Gemara answers. So the Gemara is continuing the question. So Adatani. So why you had? If you chayev multiple chatos, say it in this case. Don't say it in the case that the Mishnah brought. The Mishnah brought the case of Hayodeh Shu Shabbos. You know today's Shabbos, but Asa Malachos Harvei B'Shabbosos Harvei, and he did a lot of Malachos on many Shabbosos. That case you chayev akol achas akol Malacha Malacha. That case you chayev on each and every Malacha. Listenay, you should have just said the case where you chayev multiple chatos is Hayodeh Ikur Shabbos. The culture can hold would be the case where you know today, you know about the content of Shabbos, you didn't forget it, you still did malachos, you just forgot that today was Shabbos, you did malachos, our diyuk seems to establish that should be chayav multiple chatos. Bring that case, and culture came the case where you knew that today was Shabbos, and you knew the content of Shabbos, you just forgot that you didn't know that things were usher, you'd be chayav multiple malachos. So Elos, so they go back, Rav Shmuel go back to our Mishnah as follows. Mas Nisan. Our Mishnah, which mentioned the concept of Shochech Iker Shabbos, and you do a lot of malachos, and you only chayev one chatos, that's kishahikir, where you knew that there was a concept of Shabbos, ulav asof shachach, right? And then at the end you forgot. The way we established, secondly, what the Mishnah is. Uderabu Shmuel, and the case of Rabu Shmuel, Nami, about this Gershon, this Gayer, or the Tinush and Nishva, that's Nami, also their din is kihikir, ulav asof shachach dami. The same concept. The Gershon, somehow, it's not the guy that never knew the concept of Shabbos. It's where he knew, and then he forgot. V'hachi itmar. And this is what the words of Rabbi Shmuel were. The Amri Tarvayo, afilu tinok shenishva bein hanachrim, v'gershon eskayel bein hanachrim, kihikir l'sof shachach dami v'chayev. You would have thought that a Gershon eskayel should be chayev anything, because maybe he's onus rachmana patre. Come Rabbi Shmuel to say that the Gershon eskayel, that's not the case in our Mishnah, but they had the same halacha as the case in our Mishnah. It would be chayiv one chatos throughout their time period. It's the same idea as somebody who knew Shabbos and then forgot Shabbos. Even though they never knew about Shabbos, they have the same din because maybe what you're saying is because you want to give them the kapara, so we give them that they have a yediyah on Shabbos, but they forget, and it's as if they forgot, and therefore they're chayiv only one. And then the rest of our Mishnah flows. You can go back and figure it out. But the rest of the Mishnah, trust me, the rest of the Mishnah then flows as it doesn't have all the diyah problems that we had previously. Okay, so now. Rav Shmuel now indicate, and they state, that a tinuk shenishva would be chayev one korban chatas for all his Shabbos violations. The Rav Yochanan Shimon Lakish to Amri Tarvayu, no. When are you chayev? That's dafke hikir, specifically if you knew about the concept of Shabbos, ulav asof shachach, and then you forgot. Because then you have a halama. You have a forgetfulness, so there's a shogeg involved here. Aval tinuk shenishva bein anachrim, the Gershon is guy to be an anachim, putter. He's putter from a korban chatas. Why would he be putter? Rashi explains, putter. The kasavir of Yochanan Reish Lakish, omer mutter onus hu. If I think if something is mutter, I'm an onus, velo shogahi. And that's shogahi, and onus rachmana patre. There's no punish, there's no korban. No, he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything wrong. He was an onus. It's supposed to face the south.
It is the other way. It's backwards because you're lighting it from the other side.
You know how we do it every year? No. Mesve. So the Gemara asks a kasha Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. No, that's not in the Yomer. The Ner Chanukah is not in the Yomer. In 15 minutes, it'll be in the Yomer. So Meisvei, they ask in the yeshiva, are Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Wait a second. What about our Mishnah? Klal Gadol over Shabbos. If a Klal Gadol, it's not our Mishnah. Actually, it's a price that illuminates our Mishnah. Klal Gadol over Shabbos. Kol hashocheach ikar Shabbos. Someone who forgets the concept of Shabbos. Va'asa melachos harbe, Shabbos as harbe, and does many melachos and many Shabbosos. Ein chayv ela achas. Zodi chayv one chatos. Ketsa. The price says Ketsa. What's the case where you chayv a chatos? Tinok shenishu ben anachrim. Vegershin is gaile ben anachrim. Right. Va'asa melachos harbe, Shabbos harbe. Ein chayv ela chatos achas. Only chayv once. So according to this brayse, is he clear that the tinnus and ishma is chayv achatos? How can you tell me that they're not chayv achatos? Right. Also, it says the chayv al hadam. If someone eats blood, achas v'al achelev achas v'al vozara achas. I guess if you didn't know, if you never knew that these things were usher and you kept eating these things throughout your lifetime, you only be chayv once. Nevertheless, you see clearly the question on Reish Lakish. The problem is that the answer is clear also. Because the next manda amar in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, is Munbaz. And what does Munbaz say? Munbaz poter. Munbaz says they're poter from achatas. So he holds like Munbaz. So what's the shayla? They hold like Munbaz. Munbaz is the Tana. He's in the Braisa. Right? V'kach haya Munbaz dan lefnei Rabbi Kiva. And this is what Munbaz should say in front of Rabbi Kiva, who is Munbaz's Rebbe. Ho'il v'amezid karuchote. Sorry? Munbaz. Comes back. He comes up more than multiple times in Shas. Munbaz.
Every time
I hear
that name, I'm like, whoa.
And Mustafa, right? Because I no one names their children Munbaz. That doesn't. It's not one of those names that stuck.
Or Yishmael,
right? Or Zera. Or Rav. Because I am or Baye. With Kachaya Munbaz Dan Lifnei Rabbi Kiva. This is how Rabbi Munbaz would say in front of Rabbi Akiva as follows. Ho'il v'mezid kori chote. A person who doesn't have malacha v'mezid is called a chote. V'shogeg kori chote. And we call shogeg this guy who's chote. Ma mezid. So there's a comparison now between shogeg and mezid. Ma mezid jahaisa lo yediyah. Mezid must be a case where the guy actually knew about the malacha, otherwise not a mezid, about the avera. Av shogeg jahaisa lo yediyah. Shogeg is also a case where before he forgot, he knew about the sin. But the Tinok Shanishma Leben HaNachrim never knew about the Avera. So he's not going to be Chayiv HaChatas. So Rekiva is now going to take Munbaz's comparison to a conclusion that doesn't hold. So Amar Lo Rekiva, Hareini Mosif Al Devarecha. Let me take your comparison all the way. Let me take it to its logical conclusion. Imam Mezid Shehaisi Yediyah B'Shas Ma'aseh. If you're comparing Mezid to Shogeg, well, Mezid knew about the Malacha, knew about the Isser, when he actually did the Avera. So Av Shogeg Kaisel Yediyah B'Shas Ma'aseh. So to Shogeg should be a case where he knew what he was doing at the time of the Avera. But if that's the case, so Munbaz says, Amr Lohein, Ein Achanami. That's the case. The Kosher Kain Shel Safta. And then you add it on to me. So Amr Loh, L'Varecha, Ein Zekari Shogeg, Ein Zeh Mezid. According to you then, what's the difference between Shogeg and Mezid? If both cases where I know about the Avera when I'm doing the Avera, what's the difference between Shogeg and Mezid? It's an absurd comparison, I think. Because there has to be he's comparing Shogeg to Mezid where you can compare Shogeg to Mezid. Shogeg and Mezid are two concepts. One is where I know the Avera when I do it. One is when I don't know the Avera when I do it. Now I have, after I have established those two categories, I can compare them. Rabbi Kiva is now taking the comparison and putting it all the way to the top. That's not what they compare to. They're only compared to the halachas that apply to them. I don't understand
the question of the extent of the idea. One is we have to complete the idea, you know it's Tuesday, you know it's the day. And Shogi is, you know about Shabbos, but you think it's Tuesday.
Right, but Rabbi Kiva is now taking his comparison and saying that you knew at the time you did the Avera that this is usher right now. Well, then that's amazing. But that's no comparison. It changed the case. We have two categories. Now compare the two categories. What Rabbi Kiva is doing is nullifying the categories. All right. So Katani Mia, nevertheless, it says in the Braisa, Ketzad, what's the case? Tinok. Talking about a Tinok. So Bishmal, Rabbi Shmuel said that Tinok Yechai V'chatos, Nicha. Ein El Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Kasha. So I don't see what the Kasha is. They hold like Munbaz. What's the problem? So Gemara says, Amri Lach, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Lo Mi Ika Munbaz the Potter. Don't you yourself in the Braisa know that Munbaz says that you're Potter by the Tinok? And then they're Munbaz. We hold like Munbaz. So what's the half of me? Munbaz is. Is the Havi that Rabbi Kiva totally displaced Munbaz, and therefore Munbaz is a nothing? It doesn't count? I don't know what the Havi mean is. They hold like Munbaz. So you're going to ask the Shaila, Oh, but it says in this brisa against you. Yeah, but the next line holds like me. So how can you ask me the question of the brisa? I hold like the other man, the Amr, in the brisa. I don't know. So man time of the mumbas. What is this? What is mumbas' svara that you would not be chayav if this tinuk, the ksiv, because the pasuk says Torah achas yelechem laoseh b'shagaga. Pasuk says by shogeg, Torah achas, and then it says with samachle. It says right afterwards v'hanefesh asher taseh b'yad rama. Right, someone does with an outstretched hand. So hikis shogeg lemezid. So there's a connection between shogeg and mezid. The first pasuk is shogeg. The next, the yad rama is amazing, right? So my mezid, what mezid was chayiv karis shahay shlo yidia, he had to have known about the malach, the iser. I'm shogeg shahay shlo yidia, shogeg only chayiv if you have a yidia.
At one point,
you in other words, if you munbaz are saying is what we basically what we thought. If you never knew that this thing was usser and you do it, there's no punishment. There's no chatas. If I never knew there was a concept of Shabbos, then how can I be violate? I don't violate Shabbos.
Maybe saying realm of the end game, he's still high of something, even though he hasn't done anything wrong.
According to Munbaz and Rav Yochanan, I don't think so. I think they're saying that it's an onus of Pashrei. Yeah, because you didn't know. You push it, didn't know. Listen, when it comes to, Nach will tell you, ignorance is not a defense. Right? Exactly. Ignorance of the law is not a defense. Here it is. I mean, if I didn't know that driving drunk is not allowed, and when I drove drunk, I still could get arrested for drunk driving. I didn't know. But it doesn't matter. But here, if you didn't know, so there's no chatas, there's no karban. Because you're talking about, you violated the iser, but the punishment is a karban. You have to bring it to the base of English. So what are you bringing? It has to fit the rules. If it doesn't fit the rules, you can't bring it. You're not allowed to bring the karban.
Okay, so let me ask a question.
Sure.
Tim Mishkat goes through his whole life.
Yeah.
Right before he dies, all of a sudden he learns the halakhas.
Right.
Does he go and give a karban? One karban. Exactly. So maybe
I don't know, but Munbas, according to Munbas, no. No, because Rashi says, Onus Rachman Apatri.
Exactly.
He didn't do anything.
No, so I'm saying, can he bring some? Can he go?
No, it's not can.
Must he?
What he wants. Must he?
No, not according to Munbas.
Right. So according to Munbas, no. But maybe that's not Pashtun.
I don't know. That Rav Shmuel will say like you. Rav Shmuel will say like you, you still have to bring it because maybe the concept not of.
Not all of them, but one.
Well, hey, maybe there's a concept that it's not a punishment, but it's an atonement. It's a kapara. Munbaz doesn't hold like that. He has a gzeiros of custom that doesn't let you bring the karban. He's a free pass. He didn't know. He simply didn't know. In order to bring a karban, you have to know that the thing that you had to have some type of knowledge that what you were doing was wrong. If you never knew that what you're doing you're wrong, Munbaz has a gzeiros of custom that you don't bring a karban. Maybe he says he'll say his al-chaitz and he'll say his vidoy and he'll do all that stuff. Just doesn't bring a carbon. But whatever you're telling me that he has to bring the carbon on, he'll do the al-chaitz on.
He's bringing what? I think he should. Well,
he has regret. Exactly. Had I known at that time, I feel bad.
Had I known my entire life,
I feel bad.
Exactly.
But Mumba says I can't bring a carbon for that. It's called Shebazara. I don't know. Right, Rabbanon. Torah Achas. What do they do? He says, Torah achas my avidle, mi boy luhu lichidimikari le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi libray. We need this pasuk for the drasha that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught to his son. Right? He said as follows: Torah achas yelechem lo'osa b'shkaga. It says in one pasuk, Torah achas yelechem lo'osa b'shkaga. One rule when it comes to shogeg, uksiv, and it says right before them, v'si sisgu below sasu as kol hamitzvos eila. Okay. And then it says the end of there also that you bring a korban chatas uksiv and says afterwards but nefesh asher taseh b'yad rama. So hukshu kulam la'avodah zarah. The first thing is avodah zarah, meaning so all averos are compared to avodah zarah. Hukshu kulam la'avodah zarah. My lahalom when it comes to avodah zarah, it's davar shechayovim azidono kareis v'shigogo chatas. Avodah zarah, if you violate the mezid you chayev kareis, and if I shogeg you chayev chatas. Af kol, so too all other averos shabatora davar shechayavim al zidon akaros ve'ashkegaso chatas, which means what? Rashi says hikshu karbanos shel shkogos, the carbon that you bring for a violation of the mishogig shel kol averos shel avodah zarah ma al ze carbon shelah ein ba al avera gemura shechayav al zidon akaros. So af kol Torah ein avin chatas al davar shidon akaris. The only time you have to bring a korban chatas is if you only avera. We learned this in Krisos the only avera that you bring a korban chatos for would be had I violated avera b'mezid, I'd be chayev chayev karis. So if I'm chayev karis b'mezid, that's when I'm chayev chatos b'shogeg. That's what he learns from. That's the hitkish, and that was the 36 things that we learned in the opening mishnah in Krisos. Okay. We'll stop here. I think the Gemara becomes a little more meaty as we go through. But we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.